It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Have you already filed your taxes? Oh, what a dreaded event for most Americans. The website offers.com says it surveyed us and found roughly 20% of consumers would rather go without the internet or social media for a year than pay taxes. The survey showed 70% will have filed their taxes by Sunday, April 1st, but 8% will wait until the very last day. From This Week in Agribusiness, there are a couple of wild cards in this crop planting guessing game this spring. Now, USDA comes out with its survey tomorrow of what farmers thought the beginning of this month they'd plant after looking at crop prices and their costs of planting. Oh, yeah, and bankers may be influencing this decision, too. The strong cotton prices, the drought in the Southwest, the firming up of the spring wheat prices could work to trim the corn plantings. But some weather forecasters are saying April may not be that good for much corn planting. Our agriculture meteorologist friend Greg Solier with This Week in Agribusiness tweeted yesterday that the next month is shaping up as perhaps the coldest, wettest April in maybe 15 years. Authorities in Iowa know the name Jeremy Lawson. The 42-year-old construction contractor has had his share of run-ins with the law, yet he has never spent more than 11 months behind bars in Iowa. Despite convictions of first-degree and second-degree theft, eluding law enforcement, trespassing, failure to appear, driving drunk while barred, and violating probation, the Des Moines Register reports that those whom Lawson has duped say it's not right. They say the contractor has a well-documented track record, spanning decades of scamming those with whom he's done business in at least six states. At Mansfield, Ohio, the police were called the other day to a park where a woman had reportedly made lewd comments while taking a picture with the Easter Bunny. The woman then went to ride a carousel to the park, and that's where lawmen found her, staggering around with slurred speech, arrested for drunkenness. She was hauled into jail and now has a court date. What in the world could she be thinking? Messing with the Easter Bunny. You don't mess with the Easter Bunny. That's the Morning Midwest Digest brought to you by Climate. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.